Hello?
Yes, good morning. My name is Tony, calling from Metro Research, and we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts in schools in your area. Are you at least 18 years old and a resident of Massachusetts, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, and how many children are living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade?
Kindergarten through 12. Three.
Three kids. Okay.
Yep.
All right, so for qualification purpose for the survey, what is your age?
55.
55? Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and how would you describe your gender?
I'm sorry, say that again.
How would you describe your gender?
Female.
Okay. All right, ma'am, how would you describe your race?
Black.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and what grades are your children currently in?
10.
What grades are your children currently
10.
In?
First, the oldest is in the 10th.
Okay, the first. Okay.
And then fifth.
Six.
Fifth. Five. Fifth grade.
Okay.
And
fifth.
Then third.
Fifth grade. Okay.
And third.
Third grade. All right. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and which of the following best describes the school where your children are, you know, enrolled this year? Would that be a public school run by school district, a public charter school, a parochial or Catholic school, a non-Catholic private or independent school, or homeschooling?
Public
or
charter. That's how they describe themselves, public charter.
Public charter, okay.
Yep.
All right, ma'am, to the best of your knowledge, are any of your children enrolled in a vocational technical school? Like a vocational technical school teach
no.
The skill they need, you know, for a trade or occupation?
No.
Okay. All right, and you mentioned you had a child in the 10th grade, right? The following several questions to be will be about the child's school, okay?
Okay.
Okay, first, which of the following best describe your school where your 10th grade child is, you know, enrolled this year? A public school run by the school district or a public charter school? Or a parochial Catholic school, non-Catholic
nope.
Private dependent
neither.
School? Or
private.
School?
Private.
Private. Private.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So private independent.
A non-Catholic independent school.
Non-religion. Religious.
That's great, right?
Private independent.
Okay, private independent. Okay, and okay, students are often graded, you know, on the quality of their work using letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your 10th grade child's school was graded the same way, considering, you know, all the parts of the school experience, such as communications, academic support, curriculum, counselors, teachers, extracurriculars, and so on, you know. How would you grade your 10th grade child's school so far this year? Or is it too early in the year to tell?
No, what is the top grade that you get across the board?
As A, B, C, D, and F.
A.
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 Okay. A. All right. All right, ma'am, and thinking about the letter grade you just gave me, you know, you just gave to your 10th grade child school, what were you thinking of in particular when you gave that grade, the grade that you did, in your own words?
Uh-huh. In my own words, and I'll go slowly so you can capture everything I'm saying.
Yes, ma'am.
The standard of education, the rigor of education, the teacher to student ratio, very small classrooms.
Okay, so be a
the
standard.
Individualized.
You said standards of education, right? First.
The rigor and the standard of education.
Okay, the rigor, right?
Yes.
The rigor.
The rigor and the standard of education.
Okay.
the expectation of performance by students and teachers.
Okay. Okay, and
the partnership between parent and teacher.
Okay.
Okay.
Partnership.
I could go on, but I won't.
Okay, so it'd be the standards of education, the rigory of education, and the partnership, right? And you said something else that
the expectation, the performance expectation between parents, children, and school. We hold each other accountable.
Okay, so it's, okay. Parents and teachers, right?
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Mel. All right. To the best of your knowledge, is your 10th grade child reading at the level expected for students of their age group? Yes.
Above and beyond.
Okay. All right. And, and how about in terms of math? Is your 10th grade child working at the level expected for students, at the age group when it comes to math?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right, ma'am, does your 10th grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP?
Nope. No IEP.
No IEP. Okay.
Nope.
All right. And does your 10th grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No academic support, no.
Okay, ma'am, and thinking about your 10th grade child's mental and emotional health this year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not concerned at all?
Not concerned.
Not too concerned or not at all concerned?
Not too concerned.
Not too concerned. Okay. All right, ma'am, and how much have you discussed your 10th grade, child's hopes and plans for after high school with them? A great deal, a fair amount, just a little, or not at all?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? Are you asking about how prepared you think they will be for school, higher education?
How much have you discussed your 10th grade, hopes and plans for after high school with them, The plans, for
what are the choices? He goes to a college preparatory. So the hopes is, and the idea is, the majority of kids who graduate from the school go on to college. So that's what they prepare you for.
Okay, so be a great deal or just a fair amount?
A great deal. There's a high emphasis on that.
Okay. All right, Mary, which of the following do you think your 10th grade child would be interested in doing once they finish high school? Begin an associate degree, begin a bachelor's degree, begin a training program for a trade job, or enter the workforce?
Being prepared to go to college.
So begin an associate degree, right?
No, bachelor's.
Oh, bachelor's. Okay. Begin a bachelor's. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ma'am. And how well is your 10th grade child school preparing your child to pursue their goals, after high school? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all well?
Very well. Very well.
Very well. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ma'am. And in your own words, what would you say are the most significant challenges ahead, for your child as they work to achieve their post-high school goals?
Resources.
Okay.
Academic resources. Yes.
Okay, let me see.
Academic resources. Academic, the right curriculum.
The resources, you say resources, right?
Resource, yes. Academic resources and curriculum.
And curriculum.
Yep.
Okay, and curriculum. Okay, all right. All right, ma'am, and you say your 10th grade child will be, you know, would most likely to begin a bachelor's degree. How confident are you that your child will be in a position to do this after, you know, after high school? Would you say very confident, somewhat confident?
Not very, very confident.
Not at all. Very confident. All right. Thank
you.
Yeah. Right. And when thinking about, you know, the possibility of your 10th grade child attending college, how much of a concern is each of the following? The cost of books, would you say it's major concern, minor, not a concern?
outrageously concerned. Very concerned.
Majorly. Okay. What about the
majorly
cost of
concerned.
Applying to college?
Major concern.
Your total tuition cost.
Oh, my God. It's giving me anxiety. Major concern.
Okay. What about the cost of room and board?
Anxiety invoking.
Okay.
Major concern. Just for the entire college
all
process
right,
and attending is of major concern.
Okay. And do you believe the potential long-term benefits of a college degree make the cost, you know, worthwhile for nearly everybody, most people, some people, or just a few people, or nobody?
Repeat the question so I understand what you're saying clearly. Are you asking me if
yeah.
I think it's worth it?
Well, do you believe the potential long-term benefits of college degree, you know, make the cost worthwhile for nearly everybody? Most people, some people, or just a few people, or nobody?
Everyone.
For
everyone who wants to go.
Okay, what about...
Everyone
okay,
who wants
as you may... Right. Okay, as you may know, vocational, technical, or voc-tech programs provide hands-on skills and training for future careers. Do your 10th grade child school offer vocational training? Yes, they do, or they not?
Say that again.
As you may know, vocational, technical, or voc-tech programs provide hands-on skills and training for future careers. Does your 10th grade child, you know, school offer vocational training?
No, school doesn't offer vocational training, but I am an advocate of vocational training. But his school doesn't offer that.
Okay. And do you think vocational technical programs in 10th grade child school would benefit your child's future career opportunities or not?
Not what he wants to do. No, not what he's interested in doing.
Okay. And would you be open to exploring vocational programs for your 10th grade child after they finish high school? Would you consider, might or might not consider, or would not consider?
Yeah, because I support vocational. I think that's what you're getting at. I do support vocational education.
So would you consider or might not consider?
I would consider.
Would consider. Okay.
Yep.
Thanks. Okay, now, in your own words, what would your hesitation be about considering vocational programs, you know, for your 10th grade child?
I have no hesitation.
Okay.
I think vocational... training is a good tool for some students. I support vocational ed. Not everybody's for college.
Okay, so by you support, you say you have no hesitation, right?
No hesitation.
Okay.
Yeah.
No hesitation. All right.
Go ahead.
All right. All right, ma'am, and I just, when thinking about, you know, post-high school plans for your 10th grade child, how important do you believe each of the following are in helping, you know, helping make the plans? Friends and peers plans, very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Do I make plans with his friends around his schooling?
Yes, I mean, how important do you believe each of the following are in helping make, you know, their plans, like friends and peers and plans? Would you say it's very important? Well, when thinking about, you know, post-high school plans, you know, for your 10th grade child, how important do you believe each of the following are in helping make their plans? Would you say friends and peers plans are very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Not that important.
Not very important. Okay, what about college prep programs?
Not at all important.
Not at all important. What about family members?
Very important.
Very important. Okay, well, teachers?
Yes. Important.
Okay, and guidance counselors?
Important.
Very or just somewhat?
Very.
Okay, what about your influence as a parent?
Extremely important.
Oh, okay, all right. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and how well is your 10th grade child school preparing students academically for the possibility of attending college? Would you say very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all well?
Very well.
Very well. Okay.
Very well.
All right, and which opportunities, if any, does your 10th grade child high school offer? An advanced placement or international baccalaureate courses, dual enrollment courses, or early college courses, or work-based learning or internship opportunities?
What does the school provide, are you asking me?
Yes, which opportunities, if any, does
a lot of
10th grade
they provide, yes, they provide advanced classes. They provide AP classes.
Like dual enrollment courses?
What's that?
Or early college courses?
Yes.
Okay, and what about work-based learning or internship opportunity?
Yes.
Okay, that's true. Okay. All right, ma'am, we're almost done with this survey. I really thank you for your time. Okay, I only have a few minutes to go, and we should be done. I really appreciate your help. Okay. Has your 10th grade, have your 10th grade child participated in college preparation programs while in high school or not? Yes. Okay.
I'm sorry for the
noise. Ma'am, has your 10th grade child take no problem, ma'am. Has your 10th grade child taking any courses that offer college credit while in high school?
Not yet, but he will.
Okay, not yet. Not right now, right? Okay.
Not right now.
Okay, and which of the following career development activities has your 10th grade child participated while in high school? Career fairs, job shadowing opportunities, resume building workshops, mock interviews, internship, or, you know, co-programs, or none of the above?
All of the above.
All of the above, okay. It'll be all of the above. So all of the above, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and to the best of your knowledge, does your 10th grade child identify as LGBTQIA or not?
Does my 10th grader have what? Any private what?
Does your, to the best of your knowledge, does your 10th grade child identify as LGBTQIA plus or not?
No, male.
Okay, no. All right.
Nope.
Okay, sir, ma'am, the last few questions just for statistical purpose only, okay? What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English.
Just English? Any others?
Not English. Just English.
Okay. Just English, all right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, and to the what is the last year of schooling that you completed?
Master's level.
Okay, master's degree. All right.
Yep.
All right, ma'am. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just tell me when I get to the right category, okay? Between below $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000,
$50,000 to $150,000,
$100,000 to $150,000, or more than $150,000 a year?
The one before that.
$100,000 to $150,000, okay?
Yep.
All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. And finally, what is your, I have your digit zip code is 02124, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and sometimes, you know, reporters like to contact survey responders to conduct a brief follow-up interview. We would need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to a reporter for this purpose, okay? Your responses to this survey will never be used in any report without your permission. Would you be willing to be contacted by a reporter, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and would you like to participate in future surveys about Massachusetts in your community?
Always, yes.
Yes, okay. All right, ma'am, and I have your name as Anne Marie, and your last name Gillespie.
Yes.
Okay, and I have your number as 857-222-9021, right?
Correct.
And do you have an email address that I can put down here?
Oh, the phone number is enough. It's good enough.
Okay, and do you prefer to be contacted by message or email? Well, it'd be message, right? Because I don't have your
message. Yeah, message. Hmm?
Okay. All right, we'll do that, ma'am. Thank you very much for your time. Okay, let me go.
Okay, bye-bye.
Let me go to the next question. Okay,